From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. The Missouri State Board of Nursing has approved expanding five college programs with the aim of reducing the state's nursing shortage. As Sarah Fenton reports, 13% of the state's bedside registered nursing positions were unfilled in January 2018.
The board has okayed more than 250 new seats for nursing students. More than half will be at Cox College of Nursing locations in Springfield, Branson, and Monett. Nursing is one of the highest turnover and vacancy rates in the state's healthcare sector. Health experts say that's partially because there aren't enough nurses to fill all the needed positions. Schools need to get permission from the state to expand their programs. Jill Williams is the director of workforce initiatives at the Missouri Hospital Association. She says schools often don't have room for would-be nurses who then find other professions.
Schools are having to turn away very qualified applicants just because they don't have enough slots.
The amount of spaces is just one factor behind the nursing shortage. Baby boomers are aging out of the workforce and need more medical care, which is driving the need for more professionals. I'm Sarah Fenton.
More than half of the approximately 70,000 people purged from Missouri's Medicaid program last year were unenrolled because of unanswered mail, according to state data. Missouri's Department of Social Services started using an automated system to determine residents' Medicaid eligibility in 2018. If the system couldn't find their information, the state mailed enrollees renewal forms to complete and send back in. Tim McBride is the chair of the state's Medicaid Oversight Committee. He says it's likely that some didn't receive the letters. He also says it's the first audit of the program in years.
This was a process that they should have been doing on a regular basis.
McBride said Missouri's aging computer systems kept the state from periodically updating Medicaid enrollees' eligibility. Floodwaters have broken levees and flooded farmland near St. Joseph and other northwest Missouri communities. Most farmers in the area have not planted any crop, and they will likely not be able to this year. KBIA's Skylar Navarro has more.
The flooding is oversaturating the soil with water and making the land unplantable. Because many of the farmers did not have any crop planted, it creates problems determining if they qualify for disaster relief programs. Eric Bull is the Director of Public Affairs for Missouri Farm Bureau. He says the floods are causing hard times for farmers.
A lot of people are already struggling with really low prices and farm economy right now. The corn and soybean prices are very low, and it's been a tough time for people already. When you put this on top of it, it can be pretty tough for people to come back from.
The Missouri Farm Bureau can't assess damages until the floodwaters go down. As the water moves downstream, the only thing farmers can do is move their equipment and stored crop to higher ground. Skylar Navarro, KBIA News.
Missouri regulators have reversed course today by approving the Grain Belt Express power line. It would be one of the nation's largest renewable energy projects, carrying wind power from Kansas on a 780-mile path across Missouri and Illinois. It would then connect with a power grid in Indiana that serves eastern states. The Missouri Public Service Commission had rejected the $2.3 billion project twice previously, but it reconsidered following a ruling last year by the state Supreme Court. The transmission line still needs regulatory approval in Illinois. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.